Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Happy President's Day.
What up,
President's Day. Woo-hoo. We miss you, President Obama. Oh yeah.
No, Lord. Come back who to we us. Got? Come
yeah.
back to me.
I know. Well, we're starting this week off right, honey. Chrissy Teigen, Mariah Carey, Diddy, and Willie Nelson all eat the same thing every damn day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll reveal what their daily go-tos are coming up next. Also, Dion Cole cannot stand millennials.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll tell you all about what he said. And we've got a President's Day game coming up as well. But first, we got to get those crazy fools out in L.A. in this fun. What's up, Heidi? What's up, Frank?
What's up?
Let's talk about Aisha and Steph Curry. Now, they're coming up on 7 years of marriage, and of course, they got their third baby coming together, right?
Yeah.
But did you know they've been together since they were teenagers?
Like, yeah.
Real
yeah. Yeah. Oh, beautiful love story.
That's awesome. So, and they're so cute together.
So they're so close that sometimes Steph steals one of his wife's toiletries.
Like really? What?
Toothpaste?
One in particular is Close Brat.
Mouthwash.
Aisha revealed, full disclosure, he has stolen my toothbrush a couple times, which is hilarious.
The brush?
Yeah, the toothbrush. But
no.
She said, we've been married for so long, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, that does happen.
Hey,
yeah. No, it doesn't. You have a special color. I'm pink, yeah. You're blue, keep your cap.
Oh, Heidi, come on, you share what? You share everything else?
I don't care. That's disgusting.
My thing is, if you see somebody scrubbing it, you know, like, with the hot water, then it's okay. Like, okay.
No, you walk in, somebody's using your toothbrush, and they're brushing their tongue.
You use somebody else's toothbrush for necessity. You don't brush your tongue with it. It's like you let your tongue go pasty that day.
Yeah, you be
teeth
a little
clean,
polite.
Tongue is pasty.
No, you do a swish of mouthwash and wait till you get
right.
home.
I'm surprised after 7 years of marriage, they're still brushing at all. It's like, hey, they don't care.
Well, speaking of cute couples, Tia Mowry and her husband, Corey Hardrick, are expecting their second child this May. Oh. And Tia says she is leaving the name of their new baby daughter all up to her husband.
That's fair.
Yes, right. Isn't that cute? Men are pretty creative. I do have to say that.
Yeah, but most women like, I'm naming my own baby.
Well, usually the guy, you'll go, I'll let you name, because they have a son. So it's like, oh, you name the boy, and if we have a girl, I get to name the girl.
Right. Know? Oh, that's not fair, because the boy's normally named after the dad.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Tia said, my husband named our 6-year-old son Cree, so he will be naming our baby girl. He did say that while he was in the air flying, he saw some letters in the sky that he had seen with the clouds, and those letters were going to find a name. He felt it was just a very kind of special spiritual moment for him. He says that he feels closer to God when he's in an airplane. So I was like, okay, Corey. So we have those letters in mind, so we'll see what happens.
I want what he had.
Right?
No kidding. That was some good plane wine.
The clouds do make some cute shapes, though.
Girl, yeah, but they not do. No name.
Wait, is there a chance that he witnessed some sort of skywriting? And so he's like, you know, words appeared. That has appeared in the sky. And it's like, no, that wasn't for you.
The baby's going to be called Club Love.
Well, Jon Bon Jovi's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this April, and it's definitely going to be a rosé all day for him.
What?
Yes, he launched a rosé called Diving into Hampton Water.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
John.
A long name. I already have to write them down and get them right.
John says he and his son came up with the idea together after spending some time in the Hamptons and collaborated to create the rosé with acclaimed French winemaker Gérard Bertrand. The rosé is retailing at $25 and will probably do just as well as John's sold-out wine collection. So he already has a wine collection.
Okay.
So this
okay.
is adding to that.
Okay.
I gotta say this. I love wine and I love Bon Jovi, but I don't look at wine, or especially rosé. I'll take wine away from it if it's successful, but I don't look at rosé and think, rock stars! I think of, like, soccer moms that are having to get together while the kids play.
Well, when I look at John Bon Jovi, I think, look at that soccer mom hair. He should be drinking rosé.
suffering.
All right, well, we all know I drink wine every night and absolutely love it. So that's sort of the thing that I do every single day that never really changes. Well, some celebrities actually eat the same thing every single day, which I really can't imagine doing
You
that.
Do?
Oh.
Every single night. Again.
Okay, so Diddy was on with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, and P. Diddy admits that he eats applesauce with every single meal.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him say that.
I can't even think of the last time I've had applesauce.
Yo, applesauce is really good. I get it sometimes.
Really?
No, I thought when you become double digits as far as like in the age group, like 10, applesauce is off the menu.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm an adult now. I'm 10.
No, man, they got the best kind in the portable packs for babies, and you just squeeze
those
it.
Squeezes?
Those are sweeter.
Yes, yeah. Those are good. Those are good.
Oh, look at the hot tip from Brad on applesauce. Who knew?
How would you even know that, Brad? You eat baby food applesauce.
I mean, her name's Brad!
at what point was the time so tough that you're like, I gotta eat this baby food?
All right, well, Your friend Mariah Carey apparently sticks to a two-ingredient diet. She said, quote, it's really hard, my diet.
Diamonds and mayonnaise.
You would hate it. All you eat is Norwegian salmon and capers every single day.
Smoked.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Smoked. It's got to be smoked if it's every
smoked
day.
Smoked salmon.
Mm. That's probably why she stays so fit, because of its fit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that's why she always glowing.
That's the mercury.
That's
omega-3.
Glowing off her skin, like mercury poisoning.
Out of her skin.
All right, well, Willie Nelson, one of Frank's heroes, revealed his daily diet. He said, quote, actually, if you want to know the truth of it, all I eat is oatmeal in the morning and bacon and eggs in the evening. That's about it. That's surprising for a stoner.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, now I'm stoned. Now I got the munchies.
No, stoner eating breakfast all day long.
That's probably all he remembers eating.
What do you eat for breakfast, Heidi, every single day?
I usually just have like a power bar, like a, some sort of on the go. I have a juice in the morning on my way into work, but I mean, I just have like a little...
A Kit Kat's not considered a power bar, Heidi.
Yeah.
And then Chrissy Teigen revealed on Twitter, quote, I have a garlic-covered whole brand Zeno a day, sometimes two. I know I can't stop. It's a problem. And if you don't believe her, she even posted a video right after to prove it.
Must be a regional thing.
Girl.
That must be for rich people then, because, honey, we don't have catfish, huh?
We have it.
Really?
I
have it at Katana?
Yeah, I actually eat it every day. I go right over to Siva's.
You can eat it. It's got the eyes and everything.
So
like,
good.
It looks at you.
Yeah, you cook it like a trout, I guess.
You can't eat something that's looking at me.
I can't either.
You don't worry about that part.
You eat past that part. You know.
And then when you get real good to it, you pick up the head and you get the meat from in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Now, I heard when you cook a fish like that with the head on it, the way you can tell it's done is it's the fish's pupils will turn white.
No, that's when the mouth opens.
No, that's an old fish. That's glaucoma.
That is a cataract.
He's got that old fish got cataracts.
Cataract. That's why he got caught. He couldn't see around there.
Have you guys ever been stuck in an elevator?
Yeah.
No.
Y'all have? Yeah.
No.
Not really.
It's
not for long.
Worst. Really?
How long were you stuck?
Probably like, it might have been 7 minutes, but it felt like an hour and a half.
I bet
it
did.
Like, I was a kid.
Yeah, those walls get small.
What you
say? Okay, and I would have died.
Me too.
Well, anyway, Baby Cosmopolitan Magazine asked Laverne Cox if she got stuck in an elevator, who would she want to be stuck with? And she said, guess who?
Who?
Oprah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
Heidi, that's your Gigi.
Because you know Oprah's got snacks in her purse.
That's true.
She definitely got some bread.
But, no, I think if I'm stuck in an elevator, I could pick anybody who I'm stuck in an elevator with.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with elevator repairman.
Okay.
Thank you.
Get us on up out of here. I'm getting claustrophobic.
So who would you want to be stuck in an elevator with?
Probably... Well, I mean, just for a conversation, somebody, you know, like Idris Elba. We could talk about movies.
Oh, for conversation. Okay.
Excuse me?
All right, y'all, coming up, it's game time. We got a President's Day game you definitely don't want to miss coming up next. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
You can tell by the excitement in the room, it's game time. And in honor of President's Day, we are going to play a game.
All right, now, let's get to it then.
Now, here's how it works. I'm going to give you a clue. And the answer will be a celebrity or somebody in pop culture that shares the last name of a president. Okay. So I'm going to need both the celebrity's full name and the president's full name.
Oh,
I mean, you only got like 45 to choose from.
Oh, yeah. I'm so ready for this game.
Here we go. He starred in Mississippi Masala, Mo Better Blues, and Training Day. Go ahead, Brat.
That would be Denzel Washington.
And who's the president?
George Washington.
That's correct. Brad has a point. All right, how about this one? He sings with the American funk music collective called Parliament Funkadelic. Brad.
Clinton. George Clinton.
And what president is he named after?
Bill Clinton.
That's correct. Brad has 2 points on the board. Brad has 2 points
on the board. Am I supposed to cheer?
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like I'm supposed to cheer?
You are supposed to cheer. Winner and loser. All right. She was the original Wonder Woman.
Who is Linda Carter?
That is correct.
And the president is Jimmy Carter.
That is right.
Okay.
They were classmates, right?
Ah. Yeah.
All right, cool. His iconic roles are Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and President James Marshall. Gary, I think.
Three.
Who is?
It was Tom Ford.
I cannot think of this man's
strong
name.
Strong and wrong. Strong and wrong.
Oh, Harrelson Ford.
Harrelson?
Damn, what's his name? I ain't seen him in a while.
Yes, Brad, for the steal.
Harrison Ford.
Oh.
Named after, and which president corresponds with that name?
Ford.
Ford and the president is Gerald Ford.
Word up.
All right, Gay.
They went to camp together. This comedian conducted an experiment and starred as a rich white kid who wanted to be a rapper in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Just say that again.
Portia Buzzy, go for it.
Will Ferrell.
Named after which president?
Yeah, you know. You know I ain't close.
Brad.
That would be Jamie Kennedy.
Named after, and which president corresponds?
John F. Kennedy.
That is correct. Yo, Brad is smoking you guys.
Whatever.
Ooh.
All right, check this out. This superstar starred as a professional wrestler and can be seen in the upcoming blockbuster Skyscraper. Portia.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Named that, and which president goes with that name?
I don't know.
Yes, Gary.
Dwayne Rock Johnson, and the president will be Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon or London?
L-Y-N-D-O, damn it. Lyndon B. Johnson.
That tongue getting away sometimes.
Go, right, cool. Gary!
Let's talk about the next one.
I'm just waiting on the last question.
He was and always will be the king of pop.
Michael Jackson.
That is correct, Brad. And what president?
Andrew Jackson.
That is correct.
Thank
Jesse
you.
Jesse Jackson.
He only ran.
He did win.
It was a win for me.
That's right.
And as we do every time, we play a game. This next one
sudden
is
death.
All or nothing.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This soul singer, known for his gravelly voice and shaven head, sang the theme from Shaft and was the voice of Chef on South Park.
It was Richard
No,
Isaac Hayes.
During Black History Month? Like, you get real aggressive during the month of February. What is your problem?
Isaac Hayes.
Okay, and which president corresponds with that name?
I know.
His name. Wait up, Portia. What was his name? Rutherford Hayes?
Why is everybody Rutherford?
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You know what? The answer is actually Rutherford B. Hayes, but you know what? I'm gonna let you make it.
Oh, that's like my last name, Gary B. Hayes.
Okay, kick your speech and kick us out of here.
I want to thank all the people out there in TV Land for making this possible. Brad was a great contestant. Portia was an even better one, honey. And if you all watching this right now, honey, if you could hear the words from my mouth, thank a teacher. Coming up, Mr. Dion Cole can't stand, honey, millennials. We'll tell you why he's hating next.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Dion Cole teaches millennials on screen in the Blackish spinoff Grownish, but off screen, Dion can't stand them.
Oh,
no.
Why?
Well, in a recent interview with Stephen Colbert, Dion said, I love my cast and everything, but these millennials, man, I can't stand them. Their parents raised them to think that they were the best thing the world ever seen. But then, when they get in the real world and we tell them they suck, they can't handle it. All I'm saying is that everybody's drawing can't go on the refrigerator.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah, he's right. Of course.
He's right.
You know, like you remember like back when we was in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could talk crazy about people, mm-hmm. you know, borderline bullied them. And it made you tougher.
Right.
From receiving the bullying, not necessarily doing the bullying.
So, Portia, how do you feel about that? Because you was a millennial yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, so you're not one anymore. So do you feel this is true?
I mean, I definitely feel like our parents, you know, raised us and made us feel like we were, by the way, don't go Google and be like, that bitch 36. I know I'm not a, I know I'm not a millennial. They will read me on Twitter, okay? Yeah. I know I'm not a millennial.
To celebrate Black History Month today, we're shining a light on actor, director, author, and diplomat, the legendary Sidney Poitier.
Yeah!
Yes.
OG
class. Awesome!
Yes, now, Mr. Poitier grew up in poverty working on his father's tomato farm in the Bahamas, and at the age of 16, moved to New York by himself to pursue an acting career. He made a deal with the American Negro Theater to receive acting lessons in exchange for working as a janitor for the theater. And just 2 years later, he had a part in a play on Broadway.
Two years later?
That was no time.
Wow.
At the age of 22, Mr. Poitier appeared in his first film and early in his career actually turned down several projects that he considered demeaning. And after starring in films like Cry, The Beloved Country, and Black Boy Jungle, Mr. Poitier became a leading man, which had never been achieved by an African-American man of that time. At the age of 36, Mr. Poitier was the first Black actor ever to win an Academy Award in a leading role for Best Actor in the 1963 film Lilies of the Field.
Back in that time, when there weren't even a lot of Black actors even getting roles, period.
Nothing.
He knew his worth and turned them down.
Yeah.
And do you realize how hard it was for actors to get work, especially actors of color?
Exactly.
His talent, conscience, and integrity make Mr. Poitier one of the greatest actors in film ever. And tomorrow, he will turn 91.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, awesome. Mr. Poitier.
Yes.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
They sure did, honey. You know what?
What?
Y'all can call me Mr. T, honey. So, and be sure to order your mugs of me, baby, on all of the fabulousness, honey, dish gear we have at dishstation.com/dishgear.
No, thank you, Gary.
Call me.
No, thank you, Gary. We don't want to see your mug.
And coming up, for all of you planning to cryogenically freeze your bodies to live in the future, you just might thaw out sooner than you thought. We'll tell you all about that after the break.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You may have heard of cryogenics. You know what that is?
That's where you freeze yourself. Ted Williams froze his head.
Yes.
So did Walt Disney, I guess.
So you can freeze your entire body with liquid nitrogen in hope, like let's say you have a disease or something. So you freeze yourself with the hope that when they find a cure for your disease, you can be brought back to life and you can live again, right? So about 350 people have done this so far. They are cryogenically frozen. And we always wondered, okay, well, how many years later am I going to be thawed out? Well, now scientists are coming forward saying if you've done this or thinking about doing this, that you could be warmed back up and brought back to life within the next decade.
In 10 years, I'll be waking up frozen people.
Okay, go with me on this. Let's say that you were frozen 10 years ago and we warmed you back up today, 10 years later. What are you shocked by?
What the hell happened to Blockbuster Video?
I also thought it was so dumb with cryogenics. It's like, we can bring you back 100 years from now. I know nobody. That's like going back to your hometown thinking you're going to see some people and everything's changed. You're like, well, this is awful. I don't know anybody, but this is horrible.
And you'd be so out of fashion.
Right? I mean,
even more than you are right now.
Who doesn't love a little turtleneck, open neck, wizard sleeve?
You know where she got that? Party City.
That's true.
It was business on the arms and neck, party on the cleavage.
Right here, look at that party right here.
We can cryogenically freeze those.
You gonna warm him up back to life?
Yeah,
back
we'll to wake life? Him up in 10 years.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.